Oh wait, shit, Wisdom of One.
You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You've got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
What do you say we try to participate in the plot this time?
Somebody keeps quashing the plot and, like, not allowing story to come out or develop.
I believe what happened last time is a plot tried to start and you charged at it at full speed screaming, got smart, wasted it, and then we ran out of time.
Wait. I wasted being smart? Holy shit. All you had to do was just let me read some fucking papers and it wouldn't have been wasted.
If Scott were as smart as Dagon was temporarily, he could have figured out a way to make that happen.
Yeah, I should have just punched you sooner.
Led with the punch, yeah. So what happened last time is Skankrod died again, and Dagon went lumbering off into the woods with Skankrod's former minion, Merkin, who changed into this humanoid creature, gray-skinned, strange-looking creature, and stared Dagon in the eyes, and next thing, they're going on a date in the woods.
Seems fun.
Former minion, Merkin is a little bit presumptuous. We don't know. My minion Merkin is still going to be loyal.
He's my friend.
He kicked you in the ribs twice. That usually means former minion.
You don't know how Merkins revive people?
Seems like an exit interview to me.
Yeah.
So Skankra, you come to, your head is spinning, the indents of Dagon's knuckles are still on your forehead. Kaylee and Runnus are next to you. Runnus has his hand on your shoulder. You have that cleansing energy running through your body as it has healed some of your damage. Kaylee's looking at you with that look that you've come to know so often of Skankra and Dagon are fighting again kind of look.
I will be avenged.
And all of a sudden your wrist starts going beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Yes!
You should have let me cut his hand off when I had the chance. Now I'm beeping in the forest. I've lost my minion, Merkin. What the hell?
Yeah, we're gonna go hang out, you know? I'm gonna meet his family and stuff and get to learn all about their traditions, like what other Merkins do with their fur and who do they cover.
Here in Merkin Forest?
Yeah. I think they live in a bush. They refer to it as a bush. You know? Because Merkin.
A bird in the hand is worth twice than at home.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, I can see the plot device to force us to stay together early in the series is still necessary.
Yeah. Well, you know, the DM's got to rein you in. You know, Skankrod's just like hates learning things about like cultures and people and anything that relates to a story in any way. Just
I got a slave. If that's not bringing the story forward, I don't know what is.
Well, we gotta develop this character a little bit, Merkin. We gotta find out all about his people.
He worships me. That's all we need to know.
He doesn't worship you. He's his own individual being.
He attacked you when I told him to. All right, fine. Guys, let's go kill the dwarf.
No, I don't think so. That doesn't sound right.
He unconscious'd me. I think it's only fair. I don't know why I'm the bad guy. He has knocked me out with violence. I have merely put him to sleep into a peaceful slumber a couple of times. Kaylee and Runnus, I remember your names, first off. but second off, you should be on my side.
How could you turn against your brother after we've been through so much?
He turned against me!
Does loyalty and honor mean nothing to you?
He hit me!
Well,
I was merely doing some light reading, and then he attacked me out of nowhere.
That's bullshit! You know it is, Runnus! Don't listen to him!
Skankra, if you held a grudge against every person who knocked you out, you'd never stop holding grudges.
What do you think gets me up in the morning?
So, they look at Thungren, who is still unconscious, potentially slipping into a coma, perhaps, by the fire.
Your musky boyfriend.
Oh, shit!
You attacked your party mate, then left your boyfriend to die.
That's not true!
Like everyone else.
I figured he was taking a nap. You know, I wanted to go meet the locals.
He's taking a nap to the weight room in the sky.
So, I don't feel right leaving Thungren all by himself. Maybe one of us should go with you, Skankra, and one of us should keep him safe. So, which one of us would you like to go with you?
Well, do we really need Thungren? Because when it really came down to it...
Oh, I'm so hamstrung by not being there. Ah!
What? You knocked me out and walked away, bitch. Sit and suffer.
Just give me the freaking papers. It cost you nothing to let me read some goddamn papers. It cost you absolutely nothing. Nothing. And you knew I had his intelligence for 2 fucking rounds. 2 rounds. And you decided to waste it because you thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, it cost me nothing. But in return, I get the note you just hit in the frustrating monologue. You went up like 3 octaves.
Leave my voice alone. It'll go wherever it wants to go.
A couple more rounds, you're going to be an opera singer.
We have to pray with our eyes on Paylor, not on the difficulties. Ever forward.
Yeah, all right. You stay with the worthless one who was such a badass until it came time to actually do the final battle, and he spent the entire episode trying to pick up a fucking hammer, then he died.
Well, to be fair, he did spend like 2 weeks being tortured and starved, though.
Off camera?
Have a little compassion.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. And also, he must have been so lonely there by himself without a workout partner, somebody to do squats with, and planks and things.
Yeah, and he had somebody beautiful that he could possibly do that with, but who just wandered into the forest while he died.
And also, really, all of season 1 was spent trying to get him, so getting rid of him now would be a real waste, don't you think?
I'm not sure why season 1 happened. See, Dagon had an objective. You know, in Hero's Journey, you're supposed to start with an objective and then accomplish it, and clearly Dagon had one. He quickly abandoned it for 17 other lovers, but I never actually had an objective.
My objective is just to live life richly and understand the world.
And leave dead lovers in your wake.
Oh, no, I just like to love people that I'm around and, you know.
And then they all die.
That's not true.
They're all dead.
They're all happy and you know, living their own lives.
In hell.
Okay, so you're taking Kaylee. So Kaylee helps you up to your feet. She adjusts her one remaining dagger and one short sword and takes off into the woods, starts tracking. Tracking Skankra is this thing where you look at the ground and you look for clues about where someone might have gone, what direction they might have gone, or what type of creature it was. It's looking in the dirt for clues, basically.
Yeah, well, that seems like a really good skill for a servant. It's like cleaning things. Like, it's not a skill that I'd ever need, but it's really handy to have someone there to do it for you.
It's so clever how you do that with such a small brain, too. So you head off into the woods. Your wrist is still beeping, even though you're moving fairly quickly. So you can tell that Dagon is also moving relatively quickly through the woods. So you're not catching up with him anytime soon.
That's because I have a walking speed of 35.
Yes.
And no one has ever been prouder of it.
Yeah.
Dagon, remember, you're sort of in a blur, passive sort of happy blur,
yeah.
But you're also ducking down and you're moving at a half trot with this creature next to you, every once in a while whispering in your ears.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder what that means.
Merkin, did I tell you to speak to him?
Oh.
And as you are, you know, ducking around trees, there's no path or anything, but clearly you're being led in a specific direction. Off to your left, a coyote runs up to your side and then starts walking with you and is following along on the pathway.
Oh, hi, friend. I was trying to meet you earlier. What do they call you?
It looks at you briefly and then straight forward and continues to walk.
Oh, is it okay if I pet you? I'm gonna try to pet the fox. I wanna pet the fox.
Better than the merkin.
Animal handling?
Yeah, go ahead. Animal handling. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We'll get our first one and see if you can fight a fox to the death.
Seven!
Seven, okay. It flinches a little bit, but lets you pet it, looks you in the eyes again. The eyes are really direct, expressive, and meaningful, and they tell you, get a move on, fat ass. And as you're doing that, you catch movement from your right, and a rabbit comes out from behind the trees and joins you on your right side.
Oh!
So now you have Merkin behind you, and a coyote on your left, and a rabbit on your right, all kind of leading you through the woods.
Oh! Well, hello, Fluffy Bunny! Holy crap! You guys, I've got so many friends now!
Translation, he's gone to heaven.
That's right.
Seriously, I'm super pumped about life. Yeah!
So can we hear your Disney princess song as you're surrounded by all the animals of the forest?
I think Dagon would probably just be like humming and stuff, so... Fun rabbit, nice little fox, and a merkin too.
You can do anything with a smile. You can do anything, run for miles.
Ugly people are useful too. They can be boiled and turned into glue.
Oh man.
Hey, that doesn't sound very nice. That's not something Dagon would say.
This, it's dirt, sharp sticks, ooh, it hurts. Running through the forest, running through the glen, running through the forest, looking out for hairy men. Birds and bees and lots of things that like to sing along with strings. As I sit and fantasize, this beaver staring in my eyes.
Skankra, roll perception, please.
Oh, shit. 9.
Never mind.
Never mind. All right. Oh, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast invisibility.
Ooh. How does that work? I mean, yes, I know people can't see you. But, I mean, is there like a save that people have to do to not see you or...
Anything wearing the target is carrying is invisible as long as the target's purpose the spell ends. It does not say there is a...
Okay.
I'm just invisible.
Just invisible. Okay.
My components. I need an eyelash encased in gum arabic.
Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah, a little gross. Your eyelash or somebody else's?
I don't know. I have just this huge bag of unlimited spell components that I just reach in and grab something.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I'm really glad that we play this sort of stupided down version of Dungeons & Dragons where we don't worry about all that crap.
Stupided down.
Because you have this wagon behind you with left testicle of a salamander kind of thing.
I mean, I also have that, but it's not for spells. For personal use.
Just for fun time. All right, so... okay, so you were invisible, whoosh, following Kaylee. Kaylee's crouched down looking at the ground, running at a very slow jog because she's trying to track at the same time.
She's doing the dirt looking thing.
She's reading words on the ground.
Slows her down.
Okay. So this happens for several minutes. Skankra, this exercise thing really isn't your bag. You find that your lungs are kind of burning and you have liquid coming out of your skin. It's rather unpleasant.
Kaylee, carry me.
Who said that?
Your lord and savior.
Oh, you. No, that's not going to happen. So I assume you're right behind me because I can see like the bushes pushed aside a little bit where you are. So he was joined by two other animals. One's a rabbit and the other's a coyote. And they're all running in the same direction. That's weird, right?
I don't know. These weird dirt creatures, I don't know what they do.
You read a book on nature, didn't you? Is that normal?
I did hear about the book, but it is unlicensed merch. It's clearly from China.
Ew.
I cannot speak to the efficacy, but I do get 30% of the profits.
I understood some of those words, so no opinion about the rabbit and the coyote. Okay, fine. Let's keep going then.
Okay.
Okay, so Dagon, you go for a couple more minutes, and you come to a clearing where you can see a log palisade, like the log wall that's sort of a military wall surrounding what appears to be a very small town made of wood, huts, thatch. You see various humanoids in front of the gate and up on the crow's nest sort of tower. Bows and arrows, all that kind of stuff. The coyote stops and the rabbit stops, and they shimmer in place and start morphing and... And suddenly there's two more of the same creatures. One is female, one is male. They're humanoid.
Cool.
Grayish skin. They're not as tall as a human, a little bit taller than a dwarf. They're misshapen. They're not perfectly symmetrical. They're kind of ugly and...
Not ugly, just different.
Different. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was going by society's demand for symmetry. Sorry.
Society shouldn't demand anything of the creatures that make up the society.
That's right. You're beautiful just the way you are.
Yeah.
With your one eye way higher than the other and your nose upside down.
You're all dirt creatures to me.
Hey, so, can I, like, try a spell?
Yes, you could try a spell, but we have a couple things to resolve first.
Okay.
So first of all, just go ahead and roll, either nature or perception, whatever one you're better at.
Perception!
This is like a turtle trying to do your taxes.
Okay, here we go. 7!
Okay, now roll a wisdom save.
Okay. Jesus, Murphy. 8!
Okay, you look at these creatures, there's something vaguely familiar about them, or at least you're trying to place them, you know, how you might have seen someone like them before, but you can't really put your finger on it, and it's really bugging you.
Yeah.
And while you're being bugged by that, the three creatures all stare at you directly in the eyes, and your body goes completely limp, and you go flump onto the ground, completely motionless.
Oh, well, that's an odd custom. Can I speak or say words or anything?
Yes, you can mumble, but you are not going to be able to cast a spell, unfortunately. But you can mumble.
I mean, did we really think he could otherwise?
You can do it if you try to ride the lightning in the sky. Grab the hand of some old man, and if he yells for help, say you can. You can reach up to the stars and break into other people's cars. So until the police arrive, you can have something nice to drive.
You know what the spell that I was trying, I wanted...
You know he just did. He rolled before he told you what the spell was. He pulled a Skankra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and I have a note to not let you do that this episode.
Good luck with that.
I feel very tired for some reason.
So they pick you up, and as you are dragged through the town, you see it's 5 or 6 small, modest buildings, all built around a very large and nasty-looking tree. It doesn't have leaves, but it's huge. It's a monstrous, ancient tree, but it's covered in this black, sticky tar, almost. And everything's built around it. You can see a number of symbols carved in pieces of wood that have been stuck in the ground around it. Things hanging from the tree, bones, feathers, and all kinds of things. And so they drag you up against the tree, and then they tie your wrists and ankles, and now you are upright, but you can't move. You're paralyzed and tied.
Sacrifice him.
Oh, man. This is tremendously unfortunate.
Nope. Pass. Unsubscribe.
Ouch. Okay, so that's Dagon. So Skankra, what are you just trundling through the woods, griping?
Yeah, when I get to the gate, I want to, obviously being invisible,
sneak
into the town.
Okay. Kaylee stops before you get to the clearing. Since you guys are moving quickly, you might have, you know, lumbered into the clearing and been shot with arrows or something.
Oh, she would have been.
So she points out the gate and says that she's going to try to get in some other way.
Why don't we split up and... You do whatever you're gonna do, and I'll actually do something youthful and see if I can...
Whoa.
Burn.
Whoa. Kaylee, when did you become passive aggressive? This was not a character trait displayed early.
You're rubbing off on me. It's too much experience with you, I think.
This new Kaylee, it's not that appealing. I feel like you should really strive to be a better person, Kaylee. You know, if you're looking for guidance on how to be a better person for me...
Have you rolled yet?
Let me talk about the Skankrasian order.
Oh my god.
I'm going to roll animal handling to get her to be a nicer person through the word of Skankra.
You're not rolling your ring?
No, she knows me. Like, she should trust me by now.
Animal handling.
All right. I legitimately Rolled a natural 20.
Holy shit. Oh,
God damn it.
I am absolutely serious.
Bullshit.
All right.
Yeah, good. How many pictures of natural 20s do you have on your phone that you can just upload whenever you feel like it?
That's true. I should do that.
Right next to your unlimited spell casting ability.
You know what, Skankrot? You're absolutely right. I am sorry.
Good Kaylee. Like the Skankrasian order.
Well, no, I'm not going that far. But I was totally unfair. It's been a really trying couple weeks, and I wasn't myself. I totally apologize. So what is it that you think we should do? I'm ready to go with your plan.
I accept donations.
Again, not that far. It has to at least appear to be going towards our eventual goal of saving Dagon here.
Wait, is that our goal? Speak for yourself. All right, what I want you to do is sneak along behind me, and if I get in any trouble, kill these motherfuckers.
Okay, that sounds good. So I'm gonna roll move silently.
Don't forget the Book of Random. Maybe the town will explode.
Keith wants more stuff for his natural 20s, what are you saying?
So, okay, yes.
Yeah, I rolled high in persuasion too, huh?
I guess that could have been Scott.
So the Book of Random, I can't tell you what it is, but at your leisure, identify a single person to receive the effects of this thing.
All right, listeners, any guess on who that's going to happen to?
Yeah, plus 5 strength.
Woohoo! Well, we'll see. I'm sure you can find a way to waste that, too.
So I rolled really well, so I'm super quiet and hiding in the shadows.
Great.
So, Skankra, the gate is open. There is a guard standing outside the gate, leaning up against the walls there, looking bored.
Okay. So
what are you doing? I mean, obviously, you're trying to sneak through the door?
Yeah, I'm going to sneak. If I can squeeze through, I'll sneak. I'll be very, very quiet.
You can fit. It's going to be the noise you make.
I mean, roll, don't make a noise?
Yeah, roll, don't make a noise.
Ooh! All right.
Roll, hold flatulence.
I got a 15 plus whatever I'm a plus don't make a noise in.
All right, so you quietly and skillfully tiptoe past. This guy's staring off in the other direction, has a cloak made out of deer skin that looks really well put together, form-fitting almost. And he's kind of admiring the hooves and the antlers and looking up at the sky and doing anything he can to not see you, and you slip on by.
Yeah!
So on the inside, there's a really simple log wall, couple ladders going up the side so you could shoot arrows down at anyone in any direction, 5 or 6 small, modest, wooden, thatched cottages, and then, of course, the big creepy tree in the middle. And the tree is ominous. It's covered in black pitch, black, shiny, sticky. But also, go ahead and roll an Arcana or a Perception, whatever you're better at.
Okay. Not great. I rolled a 6. But I'm +5 Arcana, so 11.
Yeah, it's creepy as hell. Ew.
Ew.
One thing that you noticed that Dagon didn't notice is that there is a big trough built into the ground underneath where Dagon is. Looks like it's meant to catch liquid as it spurts out of bodies that might be tied to a tree in that area, you know?
Oh, cool. I'd really love to see how it works.
Look, all of my liquid's gonna go in there.
Folks, we're all getting a little older. And with wisdom and experience, there also come some other changes. And maybe you've lost a follicle or two over the years. Do you remember when you had that lustrous, luxurious mane in your 20s? Something you could run your hands through for hours. You felt like it would always be there. Warm, soft, matted. These days, do you look down and notice that things look a little spare in your down there hair? Well, friends, if you're rocking a balding trouser snake or a barely there beaver, Skankra's minion Merkins are there for you. Whether the weather is making you regret that aggressive dwarkscaping or you've lost some length and density as time goes by, or you just have a touch of syphilis, we all could use a thick, cozy merkin.
Made from the finest quality of Don't Worry About It, Skankraw's merkins are tough like a nest of rusted steel wool. They're mildew-adjacent and water-reactive. And when you've got on a Skankraw merkin, you'll have the peace of mind knowing that it's there. Because you can feel it. That burning sensation means it's working. Don't let a breezy back shaft let your front butt be bitter. Cover that clammy clam, bedazzle that dingy ding-dong, and get yourself a sack of Skankraw's Minion Merkins. Available now wherever you get your basement wigs.
I don't get it. You don't get it. But you're listening to Wisdom of One.
That's so nice of them to make a place for my liquid to go.
Waste nothing.
Yeah.
That's the only ethical way to eat a Dagon.
Kaylee slips in right behind you and circles around the far side of some of the buildings to stay in the shadows. But you can see that she's right there. A child, gray creature, runs right in front of you, almost runs into you because can't see you, but doesn't react, doesn't hear you. How about you roll a perception? Because I really want someone to pick up on some of the clues.
Our incompetence is through
8. Oh my god.
8. Alright, nothing, never mind. I don't even know why I bother.
But Dagon's had a lot of time to just lie around and do nothing but think about stuff.
We will not get the plot.
Okay, so Dagon, your wooziness has worn off. It hasn't been too long, but it's almost like whatever spell you were under has been withdrawn. So you are now able to think and react as you normally would.
Oh, hey, okay.
So that'll be different.
Yeah, I want to learn about this tree.
Woo, really cooking.
Well, first of all, how am I tied to the tree?
Your hands are up over your head, and the rope is tied around your ankles and then looped around the tree. So your hands are up over your head, and your legs are spread wide, and your ankles are tied. And again, the rope is back and around the tree behind you.
He's like Dwork contemplating cartwheel. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's going to be probably really hard to get to my knife then.
Yeah.
/ impossible.
Do you have like escape artist or anything? Or
what?
I don't even know if that's a thing anymore, but it used to be.
Not gonna think himself out.
I want to see if I can try to do a spell.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's a first.
Color spray? It's copyrighted. You can't use it.
No, I'm not gonna pick any of the damn spells that you have, Skanky. Those are lame.
I know how much you want to be just like me.
No. I want to do, like, useful things. I'm just gonna announce the two spells that I have picked.
Okay.
You know, and just specify that these are the two spells that I can do and have prepared for today, and that is it.
Well, clearly you've learned nothing from me.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
So the two spells, they're very Dagon. Comprehend languages.
Okay, good.
And identify.
Oh,
great.
So I'm going to try to do identify. And so the rule...
Comprehend the tree language.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thought I had. But I'm going to try to identify this fucking tree. And so I have to choose an object that I must touch throughout the casting of the spell, so no problem.
You're definitely touching it. Buttocks counts.
It's your 21st dwarf.
So it's verbal, somatic, and material, whatever.
Yeah, don't worry about material.
What's your spell component for a touch tree?
For a touch tree.
A pearl worth at least 100 gold pieces and an owl feather. So, you know, I have all of those things.
What is that nonsense?
You know, because, like, an owl is wise and knows shit or something.
And a pearl of wisdom.
And a pearl of wisdom. Yeah. Oh, we figured it out.
You know, whoever invented that needs a shower. I would wish them a chance to fix their virginity, but, you know, one can't make unreasonable demands.
And keep in mind that we are all three of us on a Saturday night playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Judge not lest ye be judged, unless you're really pretty. Judge not lest ye be judged, unless you're filthy rich. Or maybe popular, or really good at sports, or people like your hair,
or are a fucking bitch.
Judge not, judge not,
or I will judge you.
Judge not, judge not,
and bang my gavel of envy.
Judge not, judge not,
or we will judge you.
Judge not, judge not,
and bang our gavel of envy.
So we are not in a tower that can throw stones.
I mean,
I have showered this week.
Yeah, I actually showered this morning.
So yeah, there's no skill component, but I know I'm supposed to do a disadvantage, so how do you want to do that?
Yeah, so just roll 2 20s and give me the lowest number.
Okay. Straight roll is a 6 then.
6, okay.
So you think hard, you look at it, you focus, you really just concentrate it. It's a tree.
It doesn't seem like a normal tree, but it's definitely a tree. And it's made of wood, maybe?
Yeah, just keep rooting around in your head to see if you can figure out what it is.
Yeah.
You close your eyes and you focus your newly acquired mystical energy.
Yeah. Omina, 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 omina.
You can almost see yourself from above and you glide towards the tree. You sink into the body of the tree through the bark layers, through the black sticky layer.
Icker.
Underneath it is the tree. The black layer is actually not part of a tree. It looks like someone else has painted that on.
Mm.
Inside the tree, it feels foul and dark, and you can sense almost a movement that feels very much like a slow breath. Mm. The tree expands and contracts slightly, expands and contracts, and you can even hear a faint but extraordinarily slow thumping that sounds a lot like a heartbeat, but much, much slower than most creatures.
Do I think that it's the tree's heartbeat that I'm listening to?
Yes, you do.
Do I get the sense that the tree itself is evil?
Yes.
Or is it that it's been turned evil?
That's too nuanced for a 6.
Got it. Yep.
There's evil and it's bad, it's icky. You don't want anything to do with it.
Bad, not friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know can't do this round, but I want to just look around for very bright lights within my eyesight.
Hmm. Okay.
I was wondering if you're going to think of that.
There is a torch on either side of you, on either side of the liquid trench at your feet. Almost like it needs to be well lit for an appreciative audience.
Yeah.
To see what happens to those liquids as they go. And actually, since we're describing it, as you look, those trenches split and split and split and then eventually drop into holes in the ground. They look very much like tree branches or whatever. It's like the trough splits up.
Veins?
Like veins. And then drops in the ground. But it would look really interesting, spread out all over the place. It's well thought out.
Oh, that trunk is black and veiny.
Mm.
But yes, and also well lit.
And well lit, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Skegra, what direction are you headed? Are you tromping up to the tree? Are you doing something else?
Yeah, no, I'll want to investigate the tree.
Okay. It calls to you. It emanates power and interest, and it really kind of jibes with the way you see the world.
Mom?
No, it's big, creepy, and clearly everyone has been treating it with the reverence that...
they should be treated. So what you're saying is it's sacrilegious. Religious. It's a false idol.
Oh, God, here we go.
You know, in the Skankrasian order, we do not tolerate false idols. Thou shalt not.
Or American idols.
That too.
We don't tolerate those. Okay, so what do you do?
I'm going to treat it like Justin Guarini, and he came in second in season 1 of American Idol.
Oh, thank you.
Oh!
Save me the Google. You're treating it like a runner-up, or did Justin Guarini pull out an axe and cut down people?
Well, the person who took first became a giant star, and he also continued to exist.
I see.
Ouch.
So you're just gonna continue to exist despite the fact nobody worships you?
Clearly, they all worship me. Unfortunately, the fatality rate's pretty high. Just like your lovers, but, you know, Merkin is around here somewhere.
But the people love me, and it's not compulsory. Like, you compel people to worship you because you're fucking evil and annoying and stupid, and you feel like that's the only way you can get love.
Sometimes we are compelled by the brilliance of an idea, by the persuasive thought, or compelled by our love for things greater than ourselves. So yeah, people are compelled to love me. Because it's not really something you choose. It's something that you are.
If you have to use a magic ring to extract love, I feel like that's just poor form.
They're about to extract your love and everything else into a trough. And the only thing stopping it might be me, so shut your face.
Skankra, roll perception. This is just a free action. You don't have to...
Ooh! 20, not natural.
Nice. You hear a thump and a gurgle from behind one of the buildings off to your left. That was the direction that Kaylee had gone.
Oh, well, that sucks for her. All right, I investigate the tree.
It wasn't her foot that was being dragged back.
Oh, all right.
It looks like she's taking somebody out from behind behind a building.
Well, that's pretty violent. We don't even know if these people are bad.
I was making an assumption.
We talked about this.
I've planted my flag. They're bad now. Even if they weren't before, they are now.
I animal handled you to be a better person.
You animal handled me to be a bit more like you.
Exactly.
So I killed him.
I don't kill people unless there's something in it for me.
You don't kill people because you can't.
Shut up. I've killed more people than you have. If you actually go back and look at our history, I have more kills than anybody else in this party. They might have been accidental, but they're all actually dead. Thank you very much.
So yeah, something gross happened off camera.
All right, well then I investigate this tree and try to figure out how I can use it to my advantage.
Okay.
Oh! I swear I have not touched anything.
Whatever, you just got a natural 20. All right, whatever.
I sure did.
Huh, okay. I hadn't really thought of this angle. It's funny.
I've really gone from annoyingly ineffective to annoyingly effective.
Yeah. All right. So, using your magic sense, you examine the mystical energies around this tree. And first of all, it's kind of the energy equivalent or the magical equivalent of a black hole. It's just sucking energy in. And as your mind switches to the magical sense, you can almost see shadows being pulled in from all of the buildings and people around.
Interesting.
So it's drawing you towards it. There's an immense power behind it, something really, truly impressive, but not a lot of focus. It feels like a natural force, whereas it has incredible power, but not a lot of intelligent direction.
Not a lot of intent.
Yeah, there's some, but not a huge amount. And it has something to do with temperature and time. So temperature and time are sort of guided and controlled through this point, but also hunger. Hunger, needing things, energy and life.
Okay.
To feed the hunger.
And it has a heart, yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, okay.
So it can be broken, so put on your makeup.
All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to sneak up and take Dagon's magic cut knife.
Okay. You can walk up. Are you hiding from Dagon?
Yes. Yeah, because he's too dumb to understand what I'm doing and he'll make noise.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then roll stealth and Dagon roll perception. Couldn't roll 20s forever?
No, I got an 8.
Okay.
Ah! 13!
Dagon, you're there contemplating what's going on, what the tree is, yeah. The itchy evilness that's on your back skin now, and you hear crunch, 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 and the sound of footsteps are coming up and getting closer to you. It's right in front of you, and you can't see anything.
Interesting. Invisible creature.
Is it my turn in the thing? Because I was going to do a thing kind of regardless.
Don't worry about the crunches.
It's your turn. Skankra has time to take your knife if you aren't reacting immediately to it. If you scream and thrash, then you'll have to contend over the knife. Otherwise, you can act, but Skankra's going to go first.
Well, I was just going to act as my own separate thing.
So you can ignore the crunches or at least not act on them.
Hmm.
And just take them into account.
And I'm going to try to do the thing I was going to do.
Okay, so Skankra, you see his eyes look to your direction, and now here's an awkward question, Dagon.
Yeah.
Where do you keep that knife?
Oh, well, I obviously keep that very carefully tucked right between my two butt cheeks. Because I don't have any pants. You know, it's just where it's been stored for so long.
Right.
No, we got you a cloak. Dagon has clothes for season two. Damn it.
I'm wearing on it, but I don't understand how pockets work, you know?
So has it merely been circumstance of flexing that has kept the knife from falling this whole time?
Yeah, why do you think my butt's so toned and nice? Those glorious mounds that you had to stare at while you were climbing the rope.
Or is it just sort of like up to the hilt, and when you cut a fart, you cut a fart?
And it also explains the intense concentration that you have on your face at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's fun. So, Skankra, having known this, how are you going about...
You want to touch my butt?
Are you just grabbing?
What do I have here? What's in my equipment? I didn't write anything down.
Yeah, I know exactly the spell that you should use, and I'm not going to tell you.
Incontinence?
Scorching Ray? So you even get the drop?
No, it's freaking obvious. But I'm not gonna tell you.
Oh, yes! Yes, it is!
Yeah, mm-hmm.
All right, we're gonna have to lubricate it out.
What?
With grease.
No, that's not... That's so dumb! That's not even the... How do you not know? Oh my god, it's a zero level cantrip! The thing that you need.
Of course, aimed in a very specific location.
Okay.
All the grease I can muster.
Oh my god, that Chipotle, man. It was just... I shouldn't have eaten Chipotle right after Arby's.
So, Dagon, you're there getting ready for whatever action you're about to do, and all of a sudden you hear... And warm grease slime is flowing down your backside.
Oh no!
Down your legs. Your feet slip out from underneath you, and now you're hanging from the ropes from your hands.
I told you those mushrooms were bad.
It's like a grease bidet.
The pit that was designed to accumulate whatever liquids is now accumulating grease, this kind of brownish, yellowish grease.
Grease. Invisible. Hey, Skanky!
You stole the diamond from my concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You've got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves, then got yourself lost in the caves. You've got nowhere.